to know the artist behind the epic melodies, songs, and beats. Celebrating the best new music from around the world. This is the Estate of Trance Podcast.
Hey, what's up? My name is Ruben de Ronde and this is a new Estate of Trance podcast. And this time we have someone in the studio that's here for the third time. So it's the first person to be here for the third time. So if you want to see more or hear the story about Matt Vex and his past, you have to check out those podcasts. So, okay, the third time, here he is, Matt Vex.
Thank you for having me for the third time.
For the third time. So here we sit again. Let's talk about a couple of things. I have some cool subjects we can dive into. And of course, some questions that were submitted to social media for you. You haven't seen them yet, so I'll surprise you.
Yeah.
So put some hard political questions in there. No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. First of all, the most important thing, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm definitely doing good. Feels great to be back in the studio and I'm excited for the questions and to talk with you again.
Yeah.
It's always a great chat.
So, well, yeah, I hope so. Last time you were here was 2022.
Yes.
Which was for...
It was for the 10 years anniversary compilation that I released on Coral Rise called X.
Yeah.
So I was celebrating 10 years in the industry as Matt Vex. And yeah, I think we spoke only about the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So if you want to hear more about what happened, make sure to check the previous podcasts. You can find those on YouTube or Spotify. It's all on there. So today we're going to talk about the way Matt Vex is right now. So not about X, not about the previous albums, because a lot has changed in the last few months, I would say. You released, first of all, the album Story of the Fall.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the period between X and Story of the Fall?
So basically, between X and Story of the Fall, so when I released X, I was already working on that album on SOTF. And it's a project that I started back in 2020, when the first, COVID lockdown happened.
Yeah.
And basically, starting from X, so of course I did a lot of gigs, traveled the world, to play my music, and I was also working on that album.
Yeah.
So I think X was released in 2022. So, Story of the Fall was released last year. So it took 1 year to actually finish it and to release it. It was released on my one label, Chromatic, and it's basically an album about the time period between 2020 and 2023, where I experienced a lot of personal details and stories and things.
It's not a nice personal time for yourself.
No, it was definitely not. To be honest, I feel thankful to be here today because I nearly lost myself it's a very personal album, a very dark, a very sad album, and very different from what I was putting out back then.
Yeah,
but it's there. It's a timestamp in my career and in my personal. I needed it in order to get things out of my chest.
Yeah.
And to move forward and explore new things. And today I definitely feel better than what I was feeling when...
I think it's one of the most important things that maybe we can get out of today is that when you look at social media and when you look at artists, they shine on stage. People don't really see there's a big dark side to everything as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, the problem with socials is that you always want to show the best side of you. And sometimes, people just forget that the artists and DJs also have dark times and total times and because they don't show it on socials. You're not going to, there are people like that, but most of the people won't go socials to be boohoo, see all my life is most of the people would be what are you talking about? You are traveling the world, playing gigs, releasing music, make millions.
Yeah.
What are you crying about? But it's not because you're releasing music and traveling the world that you are happy. It doesn't work like that.
No.
But socials, I think socials is a good tool, but it became the main thing to concentrate about nowadays in the industry. It's not anymore about the music. It's about selling your brand and selling yourself. You have to show your life, be very close to the person, but also don't show things that can offend them.
Yeah.
And... I'm very sick and tired. Sometimes I wish I could, just get out of the socials, or at least, you know, just put post about my music, which is what I already do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think, yeah, socials is like the worst thing that happened in the music scene and in the music industry, like, yeah, you know, especially in the past few years.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. First, I want to go back to Story of the Fall, which, mm-hmm, which, if I read it right in your answer, has been sort of a therapy session for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I always did music to express myself and my emotions. Mm-hmm. And with this album, I was going through a lot of the time, and I was like, instead, I was going to therapy as well, but I was like, yeah, the better therapy that I can do is, yeah, actually, you know, work on music and express.
Yeah.
And just use that as an excuse to spend more time in the studio, you know, on my own, you know, and just, you know, concentrate on music, forgetting the world around me,
mm-hmm,
which was not the clever...
Not the best thing to do.
Yeah, not the best thing to do, but still did it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I went through a lot, and yeah, I mean, like, the life changed so much, you know, since the release of the album, you know. I lost a lot of people, like, you know, like, and like, yeah, it was really hard, but I mean, like, I'm still alive, and, you know, these things made me stronger, and yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's super strong that you're sharing this, to be honest. I think because I know that there was some things going on as well, but in between, you released X, which was like a happy a collection of some of your best works and also some big new happy tunes, and you were touring with it. And in the meantime, while this was touring, while you were touring, you were playing all these shows, you were making a darker album, and you were also going through darker times yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest, example that people don't really see what's really behind the scenes, because you're touring, you're playing EDC Vegas on one of the biggest stages, and in the meantime you're struggling with some things as well.
Yeah, and I remember, like, the time period, like, you know, between X and the release of Stairway of the Fall, I started being on medication for my depression.
Yeah.
And like the two EDC, I didn't, like, you know, enjoy that. Like, you know, I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
And at the time, I remember I was playing gigs, but I was, like, you know, finishing my sets, like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes earlier, because I said, yeah, I just want to be to
what
be
you
home
want
and,
to be,
you know, in
you
my
want to
bed
get out of
and
here.
Just, like, you know, like, you know, focus on what's being wrong in my life, and just, like, you know, like, you know, being harsh to myself, you know, like, just being like, yeah, I wasn't feeling right at the moment.
Yeah.
And I didn't really enjoy that. So yeah. I mean, like, yeah, this is crazy, because nobody really saw that. Like, you know, even my entourage, my ex-partner, like, you know, she didn't really see that, and I was on my own, you know, and that's, yeah, that was the worst, you know, that, like, you know that you have a problem, but you don't, like, people around you don't understand. So you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to put everyone on the side and just focus on myself and just close myself to the world. And yeah, that's what I did. And yeah, I'm like slowly reopening myself to the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
Well, I think that's super strong that you're sharing this. Thank you for telling this. Because I know a lot of other artists are also struggling with these kind of things, but they don't dare to talk about it, or they don't recognize the situation that they are in. What is the key example that you or advice you can give to, let's say, producer X or Y or Z is listening to this and is experiencing the same kind of things, and you're on your way up,
mm-hmm,
but they are not? What would be the advice you could give them to make the right decisions and to be where you're getting to right now?
Just open to people. Yeah. Just if you have a problem, whatever it is, if it's depression, if it's, like, you know, whatever problem, just open up to people. Say, I have a problem and I, yeah, need help. Because, like, you know, getting help is, like, you know, not as bad and as hard as you think,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you will see what people are willing to help you and who are going to let you down and won't be there.
Yeah.
And that will make a huge, huge clean in your life. And you will focus on the good people, because you will feel it. You will, yeah, feel the people that want to genuinely help you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess just try to, if you can't talk to your entourage, just try to talk to, like, you know, a specialist, depending, yeah, on your problem. But just remember that the sun is always shining behind the clouds, you know, yeah, like, you know. So even if it's dark times, you know, it's definitely not over. The sun is still shining. You just, yeah, need to wait for the clouds to pass by. And yeah, that's it. like, you know, it gets better. Like, yeah. You know, the other side, it gets better. Like, you know.
Yeah. Even in the darkest times, there's still a little ray of sunshine somewhere.
Yes.
It's just about finding it and find the right people to get the weight off your shoulders, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. Thank you so much. Let's put those things aside because we already said there's a brighter future ahead of us because there's some stellar tunes coming up. You played your guest mix here 1 hour with full of IDs, which had me dancing. Was a good time. So super happy.
I didn't saw you were dancing. I was just too busy. Like,
you were too busy playing.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not this kind of DJ. Like, you know, to just turn the buttons, like just pretending I'm DJ. And I just thought, yeah, if I'm here, I want to show that I'm actually working and give the 100% energy that I have and even more. I used to be this kind of DJ, like, you know, like turning filters and using effects and doing nothing on the decks. And I was like, yeah, this is nonsense. I can use, like, I have 4 decks. Let's use it, like, you know, wisely and use like new tools and just have fun. We don't care if it doesn't sound good. It's just about the energy of having a good moment. That's my spirit.
Yeah. And so what you did with the guest mixer, you put a snare roll on one and claps on the other one.
Yes.
And some vocals, and you were just playing around with it while you're playing.
Yeah. Sometimes it's actually a little bit confusing because you have to remember, okay, what track is playing? Okay, yeah, the clap is here, and yeah, then you can be a little bit panicking. But yeah, I mean, like, I guess I did good.
Yeah, maybe, you did
like
great.
You know, there's something wrong with it that might be a little bit here, but yeah, I just have fun, and that's the most important part of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There's a couple of tunes that you played. IDs. First of all, I want to talk about Raven because that's that has been created in a different mindset than you were in while you were creating Story of the Fall. Raven coming on our mind.
Yes,
that's something new, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Tell us about it.
This is my first solo tune on our mind. Mm-hmm. I've already released a remix for the Blizzard last year. But yeah, Raven. I created. I think it was for my EDC set 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year. I don't remember. Yeah, maybe 2023. So that was during the finalization, the Story of the Fall.
Yeah.
And because basically I was supposed to premiere my album at EDC, but then the plan changed, you know, because of labels and blah, 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 you know. So I had to come up with new tunes. Yeah. And so I came up with this tune. And yeah, I had no plan to release it. And like, I think it was at the end of the year, I was talking with my management and sent this tune and they said, yeah, okay, like let's send to Armada. They could potentially like it. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear, like, you know, for a couple of weeks. And then I received a message from Armin directly saying, yo, I love the tune. It's a rah. Like, you know, I was really happy because, like, you know, I don't think, you know, it would take the time to actually message me personally if it wasn't a good tune. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm up to something. And so, yeah, we released it on our mind. And yeah, I'm very excited about this one. It's definitely a darker, clubbier track than what I've been releasing before.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I've been playing it, just like Energy or The Abyss, it's a track that's still, you know, punched very
goes
hard.
Off.
And yeah, it goes off. So I like to play all 3 tracks, like, you know, back to back to back.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So tell us about the process because... you already said this on air as well, the Chromatic was your label that you started, which you've been releasing all your stuff on. And then you decide to switch to Armada or anything or another label. So you step out of your own A&R bubble that you release everything yourself. You don't really have any criticism, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like for you to send a demo and that you have to wait all of a sudden again? Like, hey, I don't know if they like it.
Yeah, it can be a little bit frustrating. And the thing is, even when I had my one label, I was waiting for my management, you know, to give me advice about the track. So I was still waiting. I was, you know, I was A&Ring, you know, my one label and my one music, but I had like, you know, a second feedback from my team, which, you know, it was not different. The only difference is the label is that, like, you know, right now I'm waiting like, you know, 2 weeks, like, you know, to get an answer or something.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sometimes, you know, I wouldn't hear about, like, you know, some of the drugs that I was sending to my team because they just forgot and maybe didn't care about it. this was no difference. And yeah, like sometimes we sit together and say, yeah, okay, what kind of labels it fits. And like the last couple of tracks that I was you know, doing cleaning the Max and Lani collab, the Raven, and a couple of others that are coming. We said, yeah, Armada is the best, you know, place for my current style of music. And yeah, because I don't think we could see Raven on a label like Colorize or something, like, you know, it's like, you know,
too banging.
Banging. Like, you know, they are more into this fluty melodic house kind of thing, which is not really my thing at the moment. But but yeah, so yeah, we have to make decisions, and yeah, here we are.
And more club tracks are coming.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely more club tracks. And the couple of tracks that are coming right now are tracks that I've been sitting on for a year or two. And I'm already thinking about what I want to put out in 2025. Maybe come back to more slower stuff. I don't know. I don't really know. You know, it's just phases. You know, I just go like whatever I'm in, like, you know, in my life. Yeah. I just, you know, make music according to that. And right now I just feel okay. You know, I just feel good.
You feel like dancing some clubby stuff.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, since, like, you know, I've released a lot of clubby tracks, maybe I can, you know, try to go to more melodic stuff again. I don't know. I mean, like, we will see. We will see. I mean, like, what I do is music. I don't do club music. I don't do melodic house. I don't do Colorize stuff. I don't do Armada stuff. I just do music. You know, if tomorrow I want to pick up a guitar and just do country, I would be the next Beyonce, you know? Yeah.
She's in Texas.
Yeah. but yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, like, I will always do the music that I want to do. And, like, you know, nobody will ever, you know, tell me whatever I need to do, because I do me, and people either follow and they just, like, you know, they don't, you know, that's it.
Yeah. So you decide what's going to be released, what your mood is, and you're the musician. And, you know, if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. Because sometimes, you know, labels, they are like, yeah, oh, yeah, can
you make something like this?
Yeah, can you make a new song like To The Ground? Like, yeah, To The Ground was 2019. Like, you know, come on. Like, you know, there's better stuff than To The Ground.
It's but, a good tune, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I still like it, but it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah.
It's not something you can play
in
your
sets. It's a little bit like My Ghost and Stuff. Like, you know, it's the track that people always refer to. And I became a little bit tired of that. I actually have a new version that I'm playing from time to time, which is more trancey, but didn't play in the guest mix because I didn't have the time. Well, but yeah, I mean, like, yeah, labels want to tell you, yeah, you need to do it like that. And you need to do a track like that in order to get gigs and release on that label. Like, yo, come on, this is music. Let's put music back into the conversation instead of thinking of gigs, socials, and whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, we already touched a bit on that on social media as well. We were having some food earlier, and we were talking about the whole social media situation and discussing which algorithm works and whatnot. And yeah, it's just a little bit silly, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, like, at this point, I just gave up. You know, I was like trying to come up with content that could, you know, make my socials grow, because obviously I don't have a lot of followers. I don't have a lot of reach on my post. And I was like, yeah, okay, what if I do TikToks? And what if I do, like, you know, studio videos? I mean, like, I'm just going to post whatever. Mm-hmm. And just, I just think I just want to post about my music. And the problem is I use socials, every social medias, like, you know, in a very unique way. For example, like, you know, Instagram is more to show about my gigs and my music. Twitter is more to speak about what's on my mind and, you know, start a rant and just being an old fart.
That's what the platform is for nowadays. I left it, to be honest.
Yeah, and Facebook, I don't remember the last time I logged in on Facebook. Like, is this, I mean, like, this thing is just like MySpace to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just use, like, you know, socials in a very unique way, but maybe not in the right way. I just do music. Yeah. I'm maybe 27, but I don't understand, like, you know, how social media works. I have people around me, like, you know, saying, yeah, you need to do stuff like that. And yeah, this
here's a manual of all the stuff you need to do to promote your release. I'm like,
yeah,
that's going to take me, what, 2 or 3 days to get all this stuff done. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess, yeah, that's the other side of things. Yes, you need to do it as well to get your, to get your release on the radar also.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, you know, even when you're doing the right thing, sometimes it doesn't even pick up, you know, like when you're doing. And, you know, one of the funny thing is, you know, sometimes labels want, you know, they want you, you know, to post something, and then out of nowhere they will pay like 1,000 euros, you know, for an Instagram boost.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even boost the music. Yeah, okay, you got like 100,000 views on your reel, right? But you still have 2,000 plays on your Spotify. That's not going to, and then you have to recoup that. And the labels are like, I don't know, man.
Spend 1,000 euros is something 50% recoupable. So yeah, you need to pay 500 euros, which is 500,000 streams or plus.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. I don't know what to say about it. You know, there's good things in social media. There's bad things in social media. I just don't know what to say.
That was just a tap at people that will recognize themselves, I guess. The situation, with labels that just don't. I mean, like, if you think that it's going to boost the music, do it. But if you don't think it's only for the socials, but it doesn't even grow the social, just don't do it. There is no money in music anymore, let's not put things to recoup to make even less. This is nonsense. But yeah, whatever. I'm in my rent mood.
Yeah, the rent mood. No one's listening. It's fine. Keep going. I think we should also focus on the there's some positive things about social as well. For example, the Twitch community that you've created.
Mm-hmm.
So because some people are Tone also saying, well, will you get back to Twitch streams? Twitch is obviously also a social media platform where you stream mm-hmm. live sets or you do whatever. What I do just put on my stream when I'm making music, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the positive thing.
Yeah, this is a good platform for sure. I had so many things going on last year, so I didn't stream that much. This year I was supposed to start streams again, but then I just got lazy, I guess.
Procrastinating.
Yeah, definitely. Because right now I'm more. There are two things. I'm making music, but I'm more concentrated on and more focused on my mental health and being like a better person. Going to the gym, attending therapy, and spending time with my girlfriend or with my friends or whatever. Yeah. This is just enjoying life because this past few years I was closing myself to the world. And the Twitch thing, it will come back for sure because this is still an income that I can make, first of all. Yeah. And second of all, I guess it's great to be making music and have a little audience that just say, hey, I like this, or no, I don't like this. And yeah, just have an exchange with your community and just build a community actually.
Yeah.
It will come back at some point. I just need to be less lazy or just focus more on music. I don't know, but it will come back.
I guess first, sometimes you have to make sure that everything in your own system is in the right way, and then you can start doing those kind of things again.
Yeah, definitely.
No, that's fine. Okay, let's talk about some of the questions that came in because a lot of them came in. We'll try to get through as many as possible. Actually, this might be something that you could do or share on socials. Mekaluski, the winner of the Asselt DJ contest. Do you ever plan to do a project overview walkthrough, maybe showing something of Raven or Why Do I?
Yes, it could happen for sure. I had a couple of a chat with people, YouTube channels that wanted to have me doing a walkthrough of classic tracks or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it would happen. I just need to be, it's always the same thing. I just need to say, okay, today I'm recording this video of me going through a project. But yeah, it could definitely happen.
Maybe you could do something with Armada University, for example.
I would love to. Yeah. I would love to.
Let's ask Harry.
Yeah.
Or James. Okay, this is another question, Mekaluski. Question to myself and to you, because in the past we released a tune called Baguette.
Mm-hmm.
And now Stokbrood is coming. Mm-hmm. Which Baguette's the French and Stokbrood's the Dutch, of course.
Yes.
What is next after that, if you're going to work on a tune again?
I think we're just going to open a bakery at this point.
Croissant.
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 Whenever you want, man, we can work on things. Baguette was a great track. Stokbrood. I don't Stokbrood. Know.
I think Stokbrood was, I think the first steps we made in that tune was maybe in 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's been a long time, but it's finally coming out in July.
Yeah, July. End of July on Enhance.
Yes. So that answers the question also, when will you and Ruben drop Stokbrood? Alice Land wanted to know. So July.
Yes.
We already answered the question on Twitch streams. McLewski, another question from McLewski. He had a lot of good questions. Besides Calopsia, a tune from 2007 by The Blizzard, are there any other classics that you would love to remix? We just did Tiesto, just be.
Yeah,
you played
I just
it in yourself?
Yeah, I did Tiesto, but because it was like, just like The Blizzard, it was like a personal remix because The Blizzard was like a challenge that I did to myself for my Dream State 2022 set or 2021, I don't remember. I gave myself like, you know, 10 days to remix the track. And so I said I will do the same thing for Tiesto.
So you love that track so much from the past that you were like, okay, I want to make this. I'm going to set a challenge for myself and remix it. Okay.
Yeah. That was a challenge. And also because I was listening to the Tiesto track a lot at the time because, like, you know, I feel so much I don't know. I don't remember the exact lyrics, but yeah, I'm still lost, but I feel so much better, you know?
Yeah.
And so that kind of resonated with me. And that was like
it's a track of hope.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I just want, you know, to give like, you know, that message. So yeah, I was going through like a dark time, but I feel better.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but, this remix in particular, we're trying to release it, but unfortunately, you know, it is with remixes of whole tracks, you know, you need to speak to labels and speak to the main artist.
Mm-hmm.
The main artist is Tiesto. Well, it is, it might not come. I mean, like, it's, at the end of the day, it's just a remix that I did for myself.
Yeah.
If it's not coming out, maybe I will put it out for free or I don't know. And considering all the remixes, on the top of my head, I don't really know. I guess it just like, you know, it just depends on what track I'm currently listening and if I feel like remixing it.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be actually. But
you already released a Tiesto remix not 1.5 years ago. Come on, Painters.
Yeah.
Summer Breeze.
Yes, that was for the In Search of Sunrise compilation. Because I was like, yeah, I want to remix like, you know, a Tiesto track or whatever, and this one came in and I was like, but that was more of a remake first.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, put it in the progressive way, and then
I love that one so much. I played it a lot of my sets also.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Because the original was such a good tune as well.
Yeah.
And Tone Rolls wants to know, it's no secret that you're a big drum and bass fan.
Mm-hmm.
Can we expect more drum and bass bangers like Somber in the future?
I don't think so, because I think, like, you know, I was listening to a lot of drum and bass, like, you know, during the making of Story of the Fall, because I was like full of anger and full of sadness and full of rage, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, you know, to that was the stuff I was listening because I was feeling like that. Now I'm more, I wouldn't say positive, but I'm like neutral. Like I'm not like, you know, I'm still mad at a couple of things, but I still listen from time to time. I started a couple of drum and bass track, but it's not really what I'm into right now.
No.
So I mean, like,
it's something from the past. It's like a different chapter in your life.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it might come back at some point. As I said,
let's hope
here.
Not. Well, as long as it's in a different state of mind, then
yes,
it's fine.
Yes.
So yeah, because Somber, when I'm reading this question, Somber is also the Dutch word for sadness. Somberness.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I was like, you know, finding like a synonym to like, you know, darkness or something of this kind. And I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. So yeah, but it's like the French word sombre, which means like
shadow.
Dark. Yeah, shadow. Yeah. So yeah, this is this.
That was basically a cry for help, basically, if you put something out like that,
mm-hmm.
which has a title like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I'm glad that chapter is behind us. So let's not do drum and bass anymore. Let's focus on some nice club bangers for now.
Yeah, I mean, like, club bangers, progress. I mean, like, I
anything
can do
nice.
everything. Like, yeah, tomorrow, yeah, I can even do, like, you know, like a jazz or like I'm a piano or whatever. Like, or what is the current trend? Like a Afro house?
Afro house.
Yeah, it's the like current trend.
And then a piano mood and then...
Yeah. I could do that if I'm in need of money.
Or just rework a 90s track.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And
I guess.
Do Eurodance and
Eurodance.
Do the big festivals.
Yeah, there you go. Fishes got a question. A lot of the Twitch, a lot of your Twitch fans, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to collab with that you haven't already?
To be honest, I don't know.
If you're French, you should say Daft Punk.
I mean, like, yeah, that's a dead dream, of course. Yeah. But on the top of my head, I don't really know. I guess I just want to collab with people that I'm friends with first, because I've been collaborating with a lot of people that just, you know, wanted the clout, you know, basically.
Wanted
a little bit of my light. But yeah, I just, people that I'm friends with that we get along very nicely. Mm-hmm. I don't have names on the top of my head right now. At some point I wanted to do Solarstone, but we never did anything. And right now I think, like, you know, it might not be interest, or it might be, I don't know. I mean, like, I just don't want to pressure nobody, you know, just like, if someone wants to work with me, just like, you know, just text me and that's it, you know.
I think we have to ask Rich, like, we should call him now. Let's not put him on the spot, but yeah, that could be good. Mm-hmm. Like his old school sounds and then your progressive kind of things.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's ask Rich. Ross, one more question. What release of yourself this year has been the most special to you? Which release this year has been the most special to you?
Oh, this year?
Yeah. So far this year you had You?
Yeah, Rise with Johan Vilborg. Why Do I with Max? I think it's Why Do I?
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember, like,
with Maxim Lani and Cartouche.
We wrote it during the State of Trance writing camp last year, and I remember, like, you know, everything was perfect. Like, you know, we met for the first time with Maxim. We entered the studio, and at the end of the day, we had the first version, like, you know, with the vocals and everything. Then I reworked, I did the version that is like the final version, because the first version was basically like a more progressive, more simpler, mm-hmm. melodic techno kind of track. And yeah. I was like, yeah, maybe I want to flex a little bit and go with weird sounds, including that drum, you know? So yeah, that's the most special, because it's also one of the first tracks this year that is actually pinging up. Like, you know, Rise and You had good scores, but this one, like, had the great reception, it has some good scores on Spotify.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, Madfest still exists. Yeah, I never been there nowhere, guys. But
I love the sound design. Like, if you are a proper nerd and you love sound design, listen to this track and try to find those ear candies and the weird sound design. I think it's a masterwork. So
thank you.
Good on you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We've been through almost all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if there is one more. Richard Gjerdin,
mm-hmm.
from Noise Zoo. Did mm-hmm. he remember the battle rap that we had in WhatsApp in 2014? That must be a good story.
Why did you have to say that right now? Like, you know, people don't know about that. But yeah, I do remember. I do remember. That was very cringe. Like, I mean, like, I was listening to too much Eminem, but at the time
I remember,
was like,
you're a big Eminem
lyrical
fan.
Miracle spiritual in the swimming pool. Yo, I was like,
keep going.
And no. This is the only thing I can say. You know, I prepared it. Like, you know, this is
this was the battle.
Yeah, this was the battle. This is but I mean, I definitely remember that. That was when I was a kid. And yeah, I'm still cringing that this happened. And I hope that it didn't keep that, and it will never leak, because already I don't have a big career. I still want, you know, to have a career.
I think he probably has it. Otherwise, he wouldn't mention it. So Richard, if you have it, please send it over. I would love to hear it.
Please don't.
Madfex, thank you so much for coming by, playing a stellar guest mix. And I'm happy that you're looking into a brighter future, that you're bringing in some fantastic music. That we're really excited about, and hope to see you again very soon with more new music.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to check all the other episodes. You can check them on Spotify or on YouTube. And we'll see you next time for a new one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in. Check all previous episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast portal.